Hello, and welcome to Karmic Journal. I'm Sarah Arnell, founder and CEO of Karmic, an iPhone app and blog that facilitates, encourages, and honors the myriad good deeds we enact each day. Charting and reflecting on my journey toward kindness, I will share each week in the form of a story, something I have learned about myself, and the true meaning of what it means for me to be a kind person. I hope that my reflection inspires you to initiate your own self-exploration toward true kindfulness. We each harness the power to make this world a better place. All it takes is a deed a day. What you do comes back to you. Helping someone should make you happy too. I was snug in bed, settled down for the evening, and ready to binge watch my latest Netflix obsession before falling asleep. My phone tolled the chimes that ring when I receive a text message. I felt around for it, eyes still on the television, expecting it to be a message from one of my kids. It was not. I'm 3 hours away for a work event tomorrow and forgot my outfit. I don't have anything to wear. I'm a mess. Can you help? I looked longingly at the cup of green tea and bowl of popcorn sitting next to me. What do you need? I messaged my friend back, hoping it would be something easy to accomplish, something I could get done from my bed. I need you to get my outfit and bring it to someone who is driving here tonight. She texted me the two addresses, both of which sat at opposing ends of Manhattan. Two voices in my head started talking to me at once. One said, "Yes, get up and help your friend. It's no big deal." The other said, "Ugh, stay where you are. It's late. You're already in bed for the night, and you're entitled to this." I shook off vague feelings of obligation as a motivator and decided to lend a hand in the spirit of friendship. It took me less time than imagined to get the clothes and deliver them. It was an easy task that made my friend happy and relieved, and, funny thing, I felt the same happiness and relief. There's a lesson here, I realized. Shifting my perspective on this favor from "I have to do it" to "I want to do it" allowed me to share in her feelings. Too often, doing things out of an assumed obligation and duty as motivators can produce feelings of depletion and loss, especially that of losing time. It doesn't have to be this way. In changing nothing but my perspective on this favor, in seeing it as something I wanted to help with, I was also able to see that I was using my time, not losing my time. Thank you for listening to this edition of Karmic. For more, visit karmicdeeds.com.